Hello and welcome to episode 43 of Zion's Finest. This is Kenny Brown, and I am joined by the world champion, the man, the myth, the legend, Daniel Taylor.
Hey there.
Daniel is way too humble and modest about how amazing he is at this game, but his talent was again on display at the recent World Championship. Spoiler alert, he took home the trophy. What we're going to do is we're going to have him give a report on how amazingly he did. But first off, just a few quick housekeeping items. Again, we want to encourage everyone to join us on the Slack channel. It is going well and strong, going past Worlds. We're heading into European Championships, and everyone's at this point kind of starting to work on more experimental lists. They're coming up with the next combo, so we're having a lot of fun. Support us on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/Zion's Finest. But without any further ado, let's turn it over to Daniel so he can give us his amazing Worlds report.
All right. I've been practicing for Worlds, getting as many games online as I could, as I'm sure anyone that follows the usual places knows. If anyone's asked me beforehand, like, oh, have you figured out what you're taking? I was like, nope, I have no idea.
That's right.
I was trying out all kinds of stuff. I had, like the Vader with Riot Troopers, Vader with Jet Troopers. I was trying out some Han Rangers. I actually was trying with regular Rangers instead of Elite ones.
Interesting.
It's actually, you get to bring a few extra things, and you can play reinforcements. Usually with Han Rangers, one of your Rangers dies, you're kind of screwed. But the regular ones, I mean, you can, if you reinforce them, and like they almost do as much damage, right? It's really just like they're missing the auto pierce one, and they're missing a plus one on the surge accuracy. Yeah. Other than that, they're like the same. And then you can only reroll one die instead of two, but they're actually pretty good. So I encourage people to give that a shot. But what I ended up settling on was the IG, and I'd been playing the IG Double Pirates. With Black Market, and eventually I just decided it's not as consistent. I have less guys to go do objectives. I only have 7 activations, so this Han Rangers 8 activation list is really annoying. And so Hare and Greedo are both pretty solid. They have decent attacks, and they have one more health than the pirate each, so it seemed like a good replacement. And me and Brett got some practice games in with that, and thought it was pretty good, and that's what we ended up taking. And it turns out, it did pretty well, right?
It did. Obviously, the list is very solid. I think it's one of those lists that only having a single set of pirates means you have to be pretty careful about where you put them, right?
Because exactly.
if you lose your pirates, that's a big deal, which is why I would say that I think for newer players, the Double Pirates is still a really solid list just because it gives you a little bit more flex in terms of, what you can lose.
Yeah. I mean, the thing I didn't like about the Double Pirates list was that you have the Jawa to open a door for you, but, nobody else can afford to go anywhere is what's really frustrating. But when you got Greedo, Greedo, he's great. You just throw him out. And, they shoot him, who really cares, right? And, you focus him, and then he's actually, a severe threat to almost anything.
Absolutely.
I really like the flexibility of him. I found Uskru, I would sometimes just run him all the way up to a door and be like, yeah, Greedo's just going to chill at this door. And, you could put the Han there and shoot him if you want, but, I don't really care.
Right? Yeah, exactly. He will get his worth in terms of damage. I don't know how long ago this was, but you started, I think you were the one who came up with the double-double list, right? The double jets, double riots.
Double jets, double riots with Palp, I think, yes. Is one officer. Yeah, I ran that at a local tournament.
And I remember, so now, I thought that was a really solid, kind of scary list, right? Because the objective control was so strong. Obviously, losing Javas was a big deal. But what was it that made you move away from that? Was it just losing
Vader.
Javas? Was there something?
Okay. It was Vader. Okay. The list it's really hard to kill Vader. And I was really worried about a lot of people playing Vader.
Yeah,
it turns out he's pretty good, right?
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah, that was the biggest problem. Because, you know, the Jet Troopers, like, you just can't count on any damage from them. Yeah. And the Riots, I mean, they can usually get, like, one or so on Vader, maybe. But that's not good enough. I really do like that list, though. It certainly gives, like, Han Rangers a hard time.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, there's no way you can get through all those Riot Troopers and Jet Troopers with your, like, four attacks that you get.
It's such a good point.
Around.
Yeah.
And then Palp just totally screws Rangers, right?
Oh, yes. I mean, he'll eat them for days.
They're screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, with that being the case, you're running your IG, single pirates, Greedo, Hera. It's such a solid list. I love it. It does so many things well. Do you want to give us a run through in terms of how Swiss went?
Yeah, sure. So, round one, I had a bye, which I was actually a little surprised about because they didn't give me one last year. Okay, that's cool.
Was it a random buy or was it a world championship buy?
It couldn't have been random, right? Like,
yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, like, I assume the odds were pretty slim. I figured it was just like, oh, well, he won world. Let's give him a buy.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably what happened. They're like, oh, we don't want to subject some guy.
Random guy.
Yeah. So then round two started, and I got to play Jonathan, who I'd played him a ton online, and he was playing his Han Rangers list. We were playing on Nalhutta, I think. I don't remember I don't actually keep notes, so I'm just going to kind of vaguely give these matchups. And
map two was Nalhutta. It was not shielded. It was Raining Freight.
Okay, yeah. So, I have Devious Scheme, which is fantastic, right?
Yes.
And, like, my A activations, it really makes it a hard time for Han Rangers on that map.
Yep,
absolutely. The key to that map was that he had sniped R2 with a Focus Ranger, which, like, okay, that's really annoying for me, but, like, that's one less Focus shot that I actually have to worry about.
Absolutely.
And then he kind of kept Han and his Rangers up in that, the top area by the top terminal, which, I don't, with my pirates and stuff, I'm not really worried about anything up there because, like, he's not going to shoot anybody. Yeah.
And it's tough for him to get lines of sight, like, into your lines, right?
Exactly. So that kind of put most of his guys out of the game, I thought. And IG was able to go to that little nook where that you cannot shoot from the top. And he basically just wreaked havoc from there. The game ended up being pretty close. I don't remember exactly what happened, but I think the early advantage I got from that led into my victory in that game.
Okay.
Round three, I played against a guy that was running he was Vader, DP, and BT-1.
Whoa.
And, like, some Reg Riots and an officer or something. We were playing on Uskru, and I felt really bad for this guy because he ran Vader out into the middle. It must have been the one where you hold the objectives to get points. Yep. So I had run Greedo out into the middle just because, like, whatever, Focus Greedo can go sit on the two things in the middle. And then he ran Vader out, and he did like, Dark Energy and Force Surge to do some damage to Greedo, which, and it got him close enough to actually contest the objective. But it turned out not to be too great for him because I had Blaze Glory in my hand. So I pretty much just ran out and shot Vader three times. I managed to only do eight, but then the new round started, and I killed him in one shot after that. Tools for the Job. I think I played Tools and Assassinate. I drew the rest of the good cards.
Sure.
For round two. And with Vader having not done anything, I think I actually got a shot on the DP after that. He played Overcharge Weapons to shoot IG when I activated him, it's hard to justify that on the DP because you're only going to get one shot instead of your two.
Yep.
And so that exhausted the DP, and then, like, I killed Vader, and so then there was pretty much just not, it was just BT, and, like, BT doesn't really matter. He was really far away.
Yeah, good point. Would your recommendation be in that situation? Is it to keep Vader away from Greedo? I mean, like, how would you have approached that differently?
I mean, I feel like if you're forced on the top with Vader against IG, you probably just have to give up the points in the middle round one.
Okay.
And hope for, like, a good force choke from the side on something. It's really, that's like the hardest matchup for Vader, I think, is being up top against IG on New Screw. Let's see, round four. What did I even play against in round four?
Round four was on Jabba's, or no, I'm sorry, I was on Nel Hutta on Shielded.
Shielded. Yeah, I don't remember that game too much. It wasn't really a blowout, I don't think, but.
Was it against a scum player?
I don't think so, no.
So a DV. I mean,
I
that's
think
the
it was
thing
against
with
Rangers, I think. But, yeah, sorry, I don't remember what happened there. But let's move on to the next round. I think round five was maybe my game against Brett.
That's right.
Yeah. So I played Brett, and man, that was a really close game. So I got initiative with the dice, and so I was at the bottom, and that was great. But it's the courier droid mission, so there's not much reason for anyone to go anywhere.
Yep.
So it's a little tricky. He had kind of positioned by his terminal, and I had kind of stayed safe in the middle. And, like, I could, like, kind of poke out and, like, maybe shoot with my G or with, like, a pirate or something. But, like, any move was, like, super risky. I don't remember how the doors worked out in that one either. I think maybe he opened his terminal door and I opened the middle door for me so that I could just get some shots. Maybe. I don't know. We didn't do too much and just kind of traded some crappy shots that didn't work out well. At some point we started really trading guys and, I was a bit on the run. I'd kind of run back IG to my terminal area to stay safe. But I had Blaze of Glory like basically the whole game.
Oh really?
But every time I want to think about, oh, I want to go play it. I'm like, well, if I run out there and shoot something with my IG and he plays Blaze of Glory with his IG, then I'm just, I lose like game over. I lose.
Absolutely.
And so what basically ended up happening was he had come down with his IG to kill something of mine, like a pirate or something. And then at that point, I was basically like, well, you know, if he has Blaze of Glory now, he's going to just kill more stuff and I lose. So how about I'll just run over there with IG and shoot him, and then I'll play Blaze of Glory. And if he doesn't have it, then I win.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's pretty much what happened. He didn't have it.
Yep.
And I took his IG out. And from there, we still couldn't. It was like super risky for anyone to make any plays. And he killed my courier droid one round, so I got his scored, and like kind of evened up the score a bit. I was a little bit ahead, but then like he basically just had like a pirate and like Gideon left or something, and I've got like IG and a pirate left or something like that, and he basically had to kill my courier droid every round, or I would win on points. So then I could go kill his courier droid because I had free time. And then, like, basically the score would not advance, and neither of us could make any more plays. And we ran out of time. And so we didn't even finish the round because he was just like, you know, you got this. I can't make any more points. But it was pretty close. I guess a mirror match would be, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, between two very good players who know, like, what to do with IG, that is going to be a very close, very tight fought game.
Yeah. So that was pretty good. Let's see. I guess round six, maybe I play, or maybe that was round seven. I played Matt Lansdowne.
No, it was round six. I was your round six.
Oh, you were round six. Yeah, Kenny, you were round six. Our game was interesting on Mos Eisley.
Yep.
Yeah, you would kind of set up in that hallway on the dirt side.
Yep.
And I'm like, I'm looking at Blaze of Glory. I'm like, well, I'll just go run out there, you know, when it's safe. And so you'd kind of like blocked up the hallway so Han couldn't get any lines of sight. So I was like, well, this seems like a good time. And IG ran over and he basically smoked him HD.
Yep.
But he had Miracle Worker.
Yep.
And so then I blazed and I finished him off. And then I killed 3PO. What else happened? I guess I didn't really shoot anyone else while I was over there, did I?
No, and then our game was, it was good. I mean, you were in control of the game, like, from the beginning. When you were bringing everyone up to open the door, I was like, okay, Scott Blaze.
Yeah.
So what I was trying to do was use Dracata and just, like, pump as much damage out onto all of your people as I could. before your
weak. Yeah, I made a big mistake that game because you had done an end around shot with Han on Hera.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, I got on the lamb, but like, oh, she's only going to take 5 damage. So she's fine, right?
Yeah.
But like, oh, wait. Drakata.
There's Drakata.
Drakata does all this blast nonsense.
Yeah.
So that got rid of her. But yeah, I mean, I think I kind of ran IG away and protected him, and you got some shots on him. And then I was able to kill Drakata. And
with that Jawa, man, those Jawas, they hit so hard.
Yeah, Jawa did pretty good for me, this elite Jawa. I mean, you focus him up, and like, if you throw tools on the job, man, he'll really, really bring the Yotini.
Yeah, hey, I want to ask you about this, Daniel, because you brought up using On the Lamb with Hera. And one thing I noticed in all of your games was that you play On the Lamb much sooner than I would have. Like, I would play On the Lamb. And you do it with, like, with Greedo. If Greedo's taking, like, a big shot, I would just say, well, you know, it's Greedo. Who cares? I don't care if he dies. And, you know, just let him go. But I noticed that you play On the Lamb early and often. And so why is that?
So I guess mainly you're talking about the finals.
Yeah, but I noticed that I think we had some, maybe it was Brett who played you, or I don't know, someone who played you just said that you used On the Lamb, maybe for Hera or Greedo. I can't remember what it was, but it just seemed to be a little bit early. And so,
I mean, the thing is, right, like, you got to think about, are you going to need this guy to do something?
Good point.
You know, during the game. So particularly during the finals, you know, he made this long range shot and was going to kill Greedo. And Greedo's like not really close to anybody.
Yeah.
So like my parting shot would be worthless. And it's like, man, I can't afford to have him kill Greedo here because I'm going to need him later to actually get stuff done.
Yeah.
And so like, turns out, you know, he makes the final shot of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, after watching that and just watching what you did with Greedo afterwards, I was like, that was in a lot of, it didn't win you the game, but it definitely helped you maintain tempo that you were able to win the game with Greedo. And that, it's just something that I think is interesting. I think everyone wants to save their On the Lamb for a focused, hidden Weequay pirate, but sometimes.
I mean, great. That's what you want.
Sure. But
I mean, like, it depends on what you're playing as well. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, for Han Rangers, like, obviously you need to save it for Han. Because once you've played On the Lamb or they know that you don't have it, like, Han is a super risky. Anything Han does is super risky.
Yep.
So, yeah, it just comes down to, like, whether you think you're going to need the piece or not. Whether you can afford to lose who they're shooting.
So. Good point. Cool.
I think I would have been better off in our game if I had just played it on Hera.
Yeah. Because... Well, I mean, now you say that, and I think that's right. But that's I always thought, like, oh, I want to save it until, like the moment where my opponent has super overcommitted, right? But I definitely learned that from watching your games that maybe not. Maybe sometimes you want to play it a little bit earlier.
Yeah. You just got to go with, like, what you think is the best move at the time.
Sure.
But our game was really close, because man, freaking Han and Drakata, they do a lot of damage.
They do.
So then the last game was against Matt, and he was playing that 8 activation with the Claudite and Onar.
Yes.
That was an interesting list. So that game started out, and it's like, man, you know, let me save R2 because I don't know. I don't know if I want to go with R2 yet because he might play Strategic Shift.
Yeah, exactly.
He managed to get Blaze out of my hand with Intel Leak that game early on. Hmm. And I was like, man, that's a shame because I was like, I could have done some massive damage there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I ended up, he played it like super safe and like barely left his deployment zone / terminal area. I was on the inside area and he was out in the dirt or whatever. We basically all opened all the doors and, I had moved my pirates. They had gone, you know, started at the bottom of my deployment zone and gone down 4 spaces to be aligned with the one blocking terrain there.
Yep.
Where it's actually quite tough to shoot them from the right side. And it's also very hard to shoot them from the bottom. So they're actually fairly safe there. And I left one little spot between them and the blocking terrain for IG. And so when IG goes, I go out and shoot Onar. And then I just kind of like left him there because I guess, yeah, okay, he had initiative, so he had picked the dirt side.
Okay.
So I was going to get initiative round two. So IG went out and shot Onar, did some good damage, and then I got initiative and I kept it, and so IG just blew up Onar, and I don't remember if I had to shoot him twice and then opportunistic to get to where I wanted to go or not, but I killed Onar, and I got to that little spot I was talking about.
Okay.
And what was funny about how he had set up was he's got these pirates with like damage tokens because he's been rolling surges on his Claudite. But he can only get to me with one pirate from each group.
Mm.
And that just made, and he would have to leave that guy like super exposed.
Yeah.
So like, that's just really unfortunate for him. Cause like, he doesn't want to go with pirates, shoot like once at IG or something and like not really accomplish anything. And then leave his guy out to die because he can't really he can't afford to make those trades against me, and so he had to just kind of play it super safe. I think we like traded Greedos, like he killed my Greedo with a pirate. Oh, this was a pretty funny one. So I left Greedo like in the hallway near my terminal. So he shot like vertically from the bottom of the map to hit Greedo, and he killed him with a pirate. In one shot with the damage token and focus and hidden. And so then Greedo returned fire with partner shot, and I played primary target. Because turns out his whole list is four cost or less after you kill Onar.
Oh, boy.
So, and I was able to kill his pirate with Greedo.
Oh,
so
that was actually, gosh.
I mean, I had, like, Hera nearby, too. And, like, Focus Greedo is pretty good, actually.
Oh, Focus Greedo is awesome.
Yeah,
and he's got crazy good range if he's focused and has Hera nearby.
And, like, primary target for the plus one. Oh, like, pretty deadly Greedo there.
Yeah, that's not a trade that Matt wants to make right there.
Yeah, so he did that, right? And then he's got his other pirate in that group that just has to kind of do nothing.
Mm.
And then, like, I can go with my pirates and they kill his Greedo. I think maybe he played on the lamb or something. And then, like... Yeah, he had to land with my first pirate shot with Greedo, and then my second pirate shot killed the other pirate in his first group that went. Oof. So I felt pretty good about that. One pirate's gone, and I lost Greedo. But yeah, I don't quite remember how the rest of the match... Like, so I brought 3PO down, and 3PO, like, refocused one of my pirates and was giving his buff to, like, IG and the pirates and blocking for the pirates. Mm. And so he never had a good opportunity to go attack IG, because like he could only get one shot and it just wouldn't be that great. He ended up like he went for my Jawa. I think I got dodge on the Jawa at one point, which that was just even more unfortunate for him. He had come up with Greedo to shoot the Jawa and I dodged it. Mm. I was like, well, you know,
that's where we are.
he just couldn't get much done. And then IG was basically still around at like full health. So not much he could do about that at that point.
Yeah.
That was the Swiss for me. 7-0.
Undefeated.
Only had to play six games, but.
But still.
But yeah, so.
And also we should say that Matt last year was undefeated in Swiss. So, I mean.
Yeah, he beat me last year in Swiss, actually.
So he was a super, super, super good player. And I wonder how much he was regretting not having IG in that matchup.
I mean, it's rough for sure.
Because IG is just, I mean, if none of his guys can kill IG in terms of, like, put a really strong hit on him, IG can one-shot almost his entire list.
Yeah.
And so it's just such a crazy threat.
Yeah, I remember the last move in that game, he had, like, focused up his Claudite in, like, sniper form on the, like, way on the other side of the map. And I'm like, well, IG will go and he'll urgency and move 9. And like, oh, he kills your Claudite. Your Claudite, you know, it took 2 damage for Blaze of Glory with Intel leak earlier. So I was like, well, yeah, can't live through that.
Just another 7 damage attack from IG.
Throughout the day, I did find, you know, Brett had basically the same list as me, but I had urgency while he had wild attack. And man, I got use out of urgency all the time.
Urgency is so good, especially on IG.
Yeah, it's really solid. Yeah. Oh, I think in So in day two, I got a really good urgency off as well.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. So day two, top 16. First game was on stream against Gil.
Yeah.
With his Han Chewie.
Oh my gosh! Like,
what?
I
was like, what is Han Chewie doing up here? Top 16. But no, we were playing on Uscrew, and. This game was pretty so I, you know, open in hand, I'm looking at like Blaze of Glory Assassinate. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is too ridiculous. So he kind of sets up like Heron, Jin, like at the open side, and like Han and Chewie are kind of like in the middle ish. And I'm like, man, this is perfect for me. So IG, you know, I pushed him once with Hera and I pushed him with Gideon. So then he runs 12 spaces over to the other side of the map. All right. And I'm like, Blaze of Glory time. And then he moves two more, and he takes a shot of Hera, right?
Yep.
And so I kill it. I think he spent, like, Brace for Impact on the first attack, and then I killed her with second attack. And I was like, well, this is looking pretty good. And I stood out of the line of sight of Jin, so then I get initiative, right?
Mm-hmm.
And IG's like, well, time to die, Jin, because I got assassinated in my hand.
Yeah.
So I shoot Jin, and she dodges it. I'm like, I hate this game. So then I actually ran away. I was like, I just can't. I can't stay out here.
Yeah.
You know, like Chewbacca and Han are going to just smoke me.
Yeah.
So I ran away back to like my terminal to hang out with R2. Because I think that was the door I opened. I opened my R2 terminal door on the bottom. Because I was like, IG's going to have to run away. And I need to go through here. And so I think we had to play round two pretty safe. I don't know that much people could – we could really do too much. Man, I don't even know if we really did anything round two. At some point, the middle doors got opened. And I shot and killed – the pirates ended up taking care of, like, Jin and 3PO. Chewbacca ran over and made quick work of IG. He managed to live like a little bit and get some shots off on Chewie. Maybe that was the start of round three. He got some shots off on Chewie. Then Chewie killed him. I was like, man, Chewbacca does a lot of damage.
Yeah. turns out red, blue, yellow with focus is pretty.
That's a
pretty
and some like three damage slams. Like, oh man. But yeah, that game ended up being super close. Cause he had, I don't know that he did this intentionally, but he had locked one of his courier droids behind the door
for a round. I heard and about so
then,
this.
Yeah, then he was going to have two of them come in at the same time. And, like, that's 12 points. Oh, man. And, like, Han had been avoiding my shots. I was like, oh, Han, I got my pirates ready. He's going to own the lamb, and then I'll finish him off with the other pirate. Yep. So I shoot him with the first pirate, and he owned the lambs. And I'm like, wait. I can't actually get to him with my other pirate. I was like, oh, this turned into a really bad move. He managed to come over with Han and, like, kill somebody. And I was like, well, that's great.
Well, that sounds so good.
But Gideon, he focused the Jawa and pushed R2. And then R2, like, blocked for him. And then the Jawa comes up and tools for the job, Utini. And he finishes Han off.
That's so awesome and crazy. Game.
Yeah, but that one was pretty close. I mean, that Jin dodge, you know, really kind of ruined a bit of my plans in that game because I still had to take care of her later, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a really close game. A lot closer than I wanted it to be, for sure.
Yeah.
So then on to round of eight.
Top eight,
yeah. Yeah. I played... maybe I played the Luke guy?
This was Luke Sykes, the UK national champion.
I think that's who I played.
Yep.
He was also playing a mercenary list. I don't know if he had a Claudite or not, but he had double pirates in Onar and Vinto.
And Jabba.
Oh, Jabba, yeah, that's what he had.
That was the crazy thing.
Yeah, I was like, Jabba, what's Jabba doing here? Like, who brought Java?
They're not. No one's listening to you. You and Brett. Like, no one's listening to you guys.
But, Java's not terrible, right?
Yeah.
And so oh man, he won the initiative roll, and I was like, no, it's now Hunna. Oh, I'm totally screwed, right?
Yeah.
So I tried to play it pretty safe. The pirates kind of, so I'll refer to top as the crappy zone that I got stuck in. So, you know, pirates in 3PO kind of stayed at the top left, and like the jaw was blocking for him. So like he would have to kind of overextend to get any shots there. He had focused two of his pirates and sent them to his terminal at the bottom. And I was really happy that they were on that side and not on the side with my pirates.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't want to deal with focused pirates that I have a hard time shooting.
Yeah.
It was a shields map, right? So I sent Greedo over to the far right shield over by the cliff. And he sent Vento over there just to hang out with Greedo. And I was like, well, if you're going to send him up there, I'll come attack him with IG. So I ran IG over there and threw a huge attack. I think I element surprised Vento. And so he had to play on the lamb. Otherwise, you know, I could probably just play a card and kill him.
Yeah.
So he runs Vento around to the little cliff terminal, the cliff crate thing, so he can get some points, right?
Yes.
So that was kind of how round one ended. Not too exciting. Like, nobody, I was the only person that shot anybody, I think. And his, like, Hera and Onar were in the middle. Along with one side of the pirates. And so then round two starts, I got initiative cause he started with it. And so I just like, well, I guess it's IG time. So IG goes up and just two shots Vento.
Ooh.
Cause I can do it from around the top because of where he was. So IG had like actually went up like further away from the rest of his guys. So I got rid of Vento. Thankfully, he didn't dodge it. I would have been really sad if he dodged it. So I got rid of Vento, and then it was his turn, and he shoots a Greedo. And I don't remember exactly. I think he shot him once and did, like, 5 damage. And I was like, okay, that's fine. But then I think I had to play on the lamb. Oh, I played on the lamb on the first shot because he was going to kill him. Sure. And I was like, I don't want Greedo to die here. Because Greedo needs to, like, go kill 3PO, who was down at his terminal.
Yeah.
I was like, I really want Greedo to go kill 3PO. So I on the lamb, and I put him up way above IG in the, like, far top of the map. And so then he brings his other pirate out and makes, like, a really long-range shot to shoot Greedo. And he hits him, but he doesn't do enough damage to kill him. Okay. He did, like, 5. And I was like, all right, that's great. That's exactly what I wanted to happen. Because now he's used both of his focus pirates, and they didn't really do anything. So then I was a bit of a bind, because on the other side of the map, you know, I know he's going to, like, focus guy up with Gideon, and he's got, you know, Hera and Onar over here. And, like, it's a bit of a problem. I think I had thrown my Hera in the little cubbyhole area in the middle as well. And I was like, oh, I really don't want Onar to, like, run up and kill Hera, because that would be bad. What I think I ended up doing was I went to use my pirates, and one of them went down that left hallway and shot at one of his pirates. Because I figure, like, focus hidden, I've got, like, okay-ish odds to kill his dude. But this was probably not a good idea in the grand scheme of things. I think what I was hoping for was to just get, like, really good roll, and I want to say I had tough luck at this point. And I was like, I'll roll well, and I'll tough luck his die, and it'll be dead. But, like, that didn't happen. It almost happened, because I rolled well enough to kill him, except freaking Onar was there.
Oh,
and I was like, crap. Yes. I was like, crap. So I'm, like, thinking about it. I'm like, I got to try to re-roll a die and hope I do better, right?
Yeah.
And so I re-roll a die, because I had plenty of surges. So I was like, I just need double damage from one of these green dice to kill him. And so I re-roll a die, and I get single surge. I'm like,
that's worse.
That's worse than what I had. So I was like, well, that guy takes 4, I guess. And so then I got this pirate. It's like, this pirate's dead, right? Because I moved way too far. He's sitting by the shield or something,
yeah.
Right? My other pirate, I think I killed his one pirate that was out in the open who had shot Greedo. Maybe I just did some damage to him. I don't know. But then, like, he's like, well, I got pirates. I'll shoot your pirates now. So he killed my guy on the left, I think. And I was like, well, now Hera, I don't want Hera to die if, like, Onar rush and then shoot Hera. That'd be awful, right? So, like, I move away and shoot Onar from outside the shield, and like I did a little bit of damage to Onar, not too much, and kind of moved Hera to safety.
Yeah.
And I think he had also shot my Jawa somehow. Maybe his second pirate shot the Jawa, and managed to not kill him, thanks to like some blocks in 3PO or something. But so I'm like, well, I got the Jawa. So the Jawa runs down, and I think I managed to finish him off. I think I focused the Jawa with 3PO and then blocked him so that he wouldn't die. And then I could run the Jawa down and kill his pirate. And so I think that worked out for me. His Onar ran around. Yeah, here's what happened. So then his Onar ran around and killed the Jawa with Rush. Because he... what did he do? Oh, he moved him, rushed him to kill the Jawa, and then he to the limit and shot like 3PO or something.
Okay.
But I think he just barely managed not to kill. No, he shot a pirate. He didn't shoot 3PO. He shot a pirate, I think.
And did
but
not
he
kill
he
him.
managed not to kill him. So I was like, okay, that's good. I've missed quite a few moves at this point, but I'm at the end of round three somehow. But yeah. The game, I basically ended, like, IG had just been sitting up there all of round three. Because, you know, round two, he went first. Round three, he sat up there all game. And then I moved nine, and I just completely blow away Onar with Blaze of Glory.
Good night.
After shooting him. I shoot him, and, like, Blaze of Glory, like, he's dead. And then I ended, R2 had held the generator on the right, and then IG took the one on the left. That's like a 14-point swing for me.
Yeah, it's huge.
And that was enough to win the game, I think. IG did his work that game. I think Greedo eventually did kill his 3PO or whatever, which was that was cool.
That was good. The on the land paid off.
Yeah, I don't know if he really did anything else though. But that was a pretty close game. Let's see. So then round four. That one was also televised.
Yep.
And man, I felt really bad for this guy.
Yeah.
So he's got like the ATDP Tarot Jets list.
Yep.
And I was like, man, I really like this list.
Yeah.
Because like somebody in my store have been playing it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Brandon Kiocho. he's on the Slack channel. He's from Texas. He won a regional with Rangers, I think, like double Rangers or something like that, but decided to go with the ATDP Tarot list, which I think is really, really, it's a cool list. It's a very cool
idea. I really like it. I really like it. One of the things I like about it is that, you know, Vader, you know, most of the time he doesn't care too much because you got Zillow, but Tarot and the DP is just enough attacks that you actually really have to worry about Vader getting nuts. Like,
yep.
Destroyed.
Absolutely.
So our game started Mos Eisley. You know, he kind of moved all of his guys roughly towards me. The one Jet Trooper group kind of stayed pretty far away. And, you know, I think my last move, or my next, sorry, I got like Greedo and IG left, and he moved his DP instead of Taro. And so his DP came out and, like, came pretty close to the door, but, like, obviously can't do anything. And so I'm like, well, Greedo's going to open the door and just kind of chill somewhere. And so then Tara ran out and shot Greedo, I think, and maybe even missed him because, man, Tara, you just can never count on Tara's range.
No, you cannot.
And so then I was like, man, you know, I'm looking at my hand. I got IG. He's ready to go. Hera's nearby. And I got Assassinate, Tools for the Job, and Hide and Reflexes.
Oh, my gosh.
And opportunistic. I think those were my four cards.
Oh my god.
And I was just like, I don't know how I lose this. So IG moves like one, and IG moved two and got within four of the DP. I'm like, all right, well, green, green, red. Let's go ahead and play Tools for the Job. Just see what happens. So I got red, red, green, green on DP. You know, I roll. Oh my goodness, it's like all the icons everywhere. All the
it damage, was a perfect right? a perfect roll.
I think it was not quite perfect, I think, because okay. I want to say it was like 8 damage in a surge, which okay. I think you can do a little bit better than that.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not complaining, right?
Yeah,
exactly. Maybe it was a perfect roll, because when we calculated, he rolled triple block, but I was like, I'll play Hide and Reflexes for plus 3 damage. And so at the end of that shot, I had done 10 damage after blocks. Wow. And I was just like, this is ridiculous. Because I ended up with, it was just crazy. Yeah, it was perfect, I think. So I was like, well, 10. I'll play opportunistic, get one space closer. Let's bring the red, red, green, right? So red, red, green, here we go. Boom, Hera adds a surge. And I'm doing like 7 after blocks. I was like, well, you can't save him, so he's dead. And I was like, man, that's really unfortunate.
That was insane.
And so then, you know, like end of the round, you know, draw cards. I get initiative. I get to keep it. And I'm like, well, I guess I go with IG and shoot tarot. So, you know, move one. Shoot tarot from 3 range. You know, I do 5 after blocks. And I'm like, well, I'll shoot him again. And I do roughly, you know, like I do 6 or so with plus Hera and assassinate. And I'm like, well, Tarot's dead. And IG moves back to where he was. And I was
that is just so insane.
Yeah, I was like, man, that's really unfortunate. And he had fuel upgrade. And so he was able to bring like one group of his jets and the regular jets, and they were able to come and burn down IG.
Yeah.
But like the other jets were just so far away that they didn't even matter.
Yeah.
Like, and yeah, at that point, like, I mean, I can't really blame him. I felt like he kind of gave up a little bit and just picked up the crates.
Yeah.
If he'd had those one group of jets closer, he maybe could have tried some, like, you know, run in and kill a pirate or something.
Yeah.
And that might have helped him out, you know, stay in the game. But he just wasn't in position to do that.
Yeah. I mean, it's so, you know, he did a good job of, like, trying to, like, bring it back in. But holy smokes, when you lose your two big power pieces at the very beginning of the game, right? Like, it's just...
Yeah, that's
just hard to come back from. And that's the power of IG, right? Like, that is what IG with his Hunter cards and Blaze can do. He can just...
Yeah. I didn't even have Blaze there.
Yeah. Right? Like, isn't that crazy? Like, you didn't have Blaze, right? So,
wow. I mean, I had all the other good cards.
Sure.
yeah. So that was a pretty quick game. And, I mean, that's not really his fault either.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So then I went and watched Brett and Greg... Because they took, they took so long to finish their game.
So long. Holy smokes, yeah.
Yeah, that game was pretty close, but I didn't even watch. There were way too many people standing around. I was like, I'm just going to chill, you know, take it easy.
Good idea.
So then, final time, right?
Yep.
So good old Ooscrew, hold the points against Han Rangers. Good old Han.
Yep.
I took the bottom like usual. So we both, you know, I stay in all the safe spots and he kind of heads to the left side. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. So we open some doors and I open my top one I open his top middle door. Cause like, I want to shoot guys. Right.
Yep.
And he opens my terminal door and I'm like, okay, I mean, that's fine with me. I mean, he didn't want to open my middle door because that would just give me even more shots, right? But he opened my terminal door so he could try to kill R2. And I was like, well, I don't. That's really annoying, but whatever.
Yeah.
So I get to go first. And, you know, I got a shot. IG, he can, like, move 3 or 4 and then shoot 3PO from pretty far away with a Hera buff and move back. And I was like, yeah, that's a great move, right? So shoot. And I got, like, plenty of cards, right? So I can kill him for sure. I got, like, tough luck, you know, assassinate if I have to, right?
Yeah.
So I shoot him, I'm like, oh, this is going to kill him. And so he rolls, but he misses the dice tray, and he rolls, like, block evade. And I'm like, oh, great, that's great, I'll kill him. But I was like, yeah, you got to, he's like, what should I do? I was like, no, you got to roll it in the tray, it doesn't count. Doesn't count unless it's in the tray. So he's like, okay, rolls in the tray, dodge.
Oh,
I was like, oh, really?
You brought this upon yourself, Daniel.
I know. I could have just said, oh, just put it in the tray and then let it re-roll and that'll tough luck it, right? But yeah. Like, nope, you gotta play right.
So there you go.
It's gotta be in the tray or it doesn't count. So I was like, well, that's really, really awful, right? And so then I just move. I'm defeated. I move IG back to safety.
And I want to do a quick timeout. I think that people should watch the stream because your positioning of IG was so awesome. I mean, even if it wasn't maximally offensively efficient, right, in terms of you can't, like, bring him up and do range 3 blowaway shots, That's more because of just like the nature of Uscrew and the Doors. Where you have IG, it is almost impossible for Greg to get to him, and he can like threaten a wide array of the board. So yeah. I mean, it was such a good spot. And I think people should go watch the Twitch stream just to see where you position IG. It's a great spot.
Yeah, where IG is in the bottom right there, you know, he can make good long range shots, and he can also just threaten to like, oh, I'm just going to move up seven in your face and kill you, and Blaze of Glory and kill you.
Right? Absolutely.
Unfortunately, I didn't have Blaze of Glory or very many other good cards at that point.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, I'll get 3PO. It'll be great. So, you know, 3PO doesn't die. And then he's like, oh, I'll go with 3PO. I was like, of course you will. Of course he'll go with 3PO. Right. So he goes to 3PO. I was like, great. Now I got another Focus Ranger to deal with. I'm like, I ain't got no moves now, right? Like, I could maybe go shoot at some guard, like 3PO guarded Rangers with the pirates. But, oh, the pirates weren't even in position yet, right?
Yeah.
Because I had kept them in the middle below the wall, which is like the safest spot. But also, like, you know, I don't want anything bad to happen there. So they weren't in position to quite come out and shoot anyone yet. So instead, I was like, well, I'll just go with R2. Well, you don't know what to do, draw a card, right? So I draw a card with R2, and I was like, well, R2 will move. He'll move over here to the side away from the terminal to guard against someone trying to shoot 3PO or my pirates, who were like kind of under that wall. I was like, he'll never shoot R2, right? Why would anyone shoot R2? So the rest of that round, I was mainly like Hera moves up a little bit just to let the pirate get a better shot, and then like Jabba just moves around randomly or something, right? And you know, he's moving his smugglers and not really doing much. And then at some point, I managed to snipe a ranger with the pirates, I think. Because I think he made a long range shot with the Hera boost, and I think maybe I played Assassinate here to kill a ranger. I was like, all right, that's great, killed a ranger. But like my other pirate couldn't do anything because, you know, nobody shoot. Door's closed.
Yeah.
So I just kind of tuck away in the corner there, you know, where it's relatively safe. And then he comes down with Han, and he's like, oh, I'm going to shoot R2. I was like, great, great. That's exactly what I want to happen, right? And so, you know, he just kills R2, no problem. I was like, what? That's not what happens, right?
R2's lucky. What's going on?
R2's supposed to dodge everything.
Yeah. Was he focused? Like, was Han focused when he made that
shot?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, of course he was focused.
Even still, so, though, I mean, like, man, taking a focus shot on Han is risky.
And yeah, I would never do that. But it worked out. I mean, that denied me cards, which was pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, it was good that worked, but, like, oh, man.
He got
I just
lucky.
Know if Greg I shoot lucky. R2, if I shoot R2, I know he's going to dodge it.
Yeah, like, exactly.
So anyways, like round, I don't know that his Rangers really did too much that round. So then like round three starts, right? And we open the rest of the doors. I don't remember exactly how this round started, but, he must not have gone with the Rangers right away. Cause I remember that I took one of my focus hidden pirates. I was like, this guy, oh, yeah, because I think I went with the pirates somehow. Maybe I played Take Initiative. I don't remember. But anyways, maybe I played Take Initiative. And so then my pirates went, and one of them killed a smuggler that was blocking. Mm-hmm. And then the other one, I was like, oh, I got these two rangers I can shoot. And I'm going to go for the focus one. And they both had damage tokens on them because he played ready weapons. I was like, man, I got in my hand, I'm looking at position advantage and tough luck. And I got Hera nearby, and this guy's focused and hidden. I was like, all I got to do is roll. I roll three icons, this guy's dead, right? Because I guaranteed to have the surge, three icons, plus one from Hera, plus one from position advantage, guaranteed dead. So I roll, and it's like surge, surge, damage surge. And I'm like, what? That's not supposed to happen.
That is exactly not what I need.
Oh, man. So, yeah. So I didn't kill the ranger. And I was really disappointed about that.
Yeah.
You know, then the rangers get to go. And they shoot. He shoots 3PO first with the unfocused one. And he has to reroll. And I play tough locks because I don't want 3PO to die. But then, you know, then he can bring in the focused one. He was supposed to be dead. He one-shots my pirate that's hanging out there. And I was like, well, you know, oh well, that's going to happen. Then I think we just kind of moved a few more guys. I don't really know what this was. Round three? This was round three. I don't know what else we did in round three.
He's like, what was happening was Greg was moving his guys around the booth while you were like, kind of, it was just kind of like everyone was corkscrewing around each other.
Oh, yeah. So, IG had not gone yet in round three. And so I was just waiting, right?
Yeah.
And
you don't have Blaze.
I do have Blaze at this point.
Oh, okay.
And so now I'm just waiting because I'm like, at the end of this round, I'm just going to run in and finish off everything that needs to be killed.
Yep.
Right? I don't know how initiative worked. I don't know if I'm getting the rounds right. But anyways, Han had run out and shot somebody, and they died probably. And so I ran Hera out, and she shot Han. And I was like, you know, hey, I'll get some damage on him. And or he'll play on the lamb, right? So I shoot Han, get like 5 damage. I was like, that's pretty respectable, focused Hera. And then he's like, oh, tools for the job, Hera's dead. And I was like, what? So Hera died. And then I was like, all right, IG's coming in, he's gonna finish everything. So IG runs in, shoot Han, he has to play on the lamb.
Yep.
And he runs away. And then I was like, well, I can't really get to him unless I move to this one square with my last movement. So I'll do that. And I play Blaze, and I'm like, well, I'll kill this one ranger that's on the objective. So I did that. And I was like, man, I'm looking pretty good here. Yeah, somehow he had objective initiative at this point. So I was like, I'm going to get initiative. And, I mean, I don't have negation yet, but surely I'll draw it. I've drawn almost all my cards, right? And so, you know, round switches, and like, oh, I don't get negation. I was like, uh-oh. So he took the initiative, and, you know, his one ranger that's left unloads everything into IG with Call of the Vanguard, does, like, massive damage, right? I was like, well, that's bad. And then he goes with Han. He's like, Han's going to finish the job. Han runs in, manages not to kill IG. And I was like, great, great.
By one health remaining. Yes, indeed.
I was like, well, at least something came back to work for me there.
There you go.
So then IG did what he was wanted to do, which was finish the last ranger, finish Han.
Yep.
And at that point, I pretty much had it locked up, I think.
Yep.
But he finished off IG, and then Greedo, you know, runs in with urgency at the last minute to primary target Hera, and that finishes off the game.
And that was the game.
Yeah, so it was a pretty good game. Lots of little back and forth with how all those shots went. Yeah, I mean, he played like very defensive. When we both played like very defensive games, because you just can't afford to go out there sometimes against these hunter lists, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, and then I guess that makes it the third time.
You've done it, DT. Turns out it is more to Imperial Assault than just dice. Everyone tells me it's a dice game, but
yeah, you got to draw the right cards too.
Well, that's true. You got to have the figure who needs to draw the right cards, like IG. So, yeah. But I mean, you minimize it in terms of drawing the right cards, but still, I have seen many a player not pilot IG to, you know, the top of the heap. And so he's not like finesse, like, I don't know what a good, like Jin is finesse, right? Where if you make a single mistake, she just blows up. But he is finesse in the sense of he's not going to dodge and he's not going to on the lamb. So it's like you're saying, you have to know when to commit him.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Cause like he has 15 health, but like he only has 15 health.
Yep.
Right. And he costs 12.
Yep.
Right. So like you just can't afford to give up shots against him.
Yep.
Or he just explodes.
Right? Yeah. That's a great point.
But yeah, it worked out.
You did good work. What was the craziest thing you saw in terms of the meta? Like what surprised you the most about the meta from, let's say, Swiss?
I don't know really. I did enjoy that I saw lots of ATDPs.
Yes.
At least like 4 on some tables. I was pretty happy to see that. Cause I really do like him. And everything else was pretty standard.
Yeah.
I mean, lots of different Vader, you know, variations. Not a lot of scum really that I saw. Maybe there were some more, but I mean there were a few, right?
Sure.
But, And oh my goodness, Han Rangers everywhere.
Yeah, Han Rangers.
So many Han Rangers.
I didn't think, I mean, with IG and pirates being such a big deal, I thought everyone was going to be scared off of Han Rangers, but man alive, they were not.
I mean, the way you got to see it, though, is like a lot of people just play in their local area, and yeah. they just don't even have any idea what other people are doing, and they sure. don't care.
Yeah, so which is probably
bring what they like.
Yeah, which that's probably a good idea, right? It's probably not a good idea to be like, I'm going to plan as if I'm going to play, you know, DT's IG Pirates. It's like, well, right, like there's a lot of things that need to happen for you to do that. It's probably better to play something you're more comfortable with. And even if it's like when Paul Hebro was saying, like, even if you think you might have a bad matchup, it's like, well, you got to get to that bad matchup, right?
Yeah. And yeah. so, but I mean, at the same time, like, you don't want to play something that, like, you know, is absolutely going to lose.
Sure.
If you play this map against that, you lose.
Sure.
Like, because that's like, odds are you're going to play something like that.
Yeah, if especially you play if you enough keep games. Winning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great point. Great point. So do you think is IG the, besides, you know, the lesser supports, is he the best figure in the game?
I mean, if you count all the cards that go with him and the synergies with the rest of his faction, probably, right? But I mean, it's hard to say. Like I mean, the other figure, like Luke, I mean, Luke can do roughly the same thing. He can run up and kill everybody.
Yeah.
But not as consistently, because he doesn't have all the cards that help him do that.
Yep.
And, like, the rest, and all those cards that you play aren't going to match the rest of your army.
Yep. Great point.
Though maybe we'll have some Force users in the future, you know. We've got these guys coming out soon.
Yeah, that would be, I mean, we don't, that, the thing I've said is, like, Force users don't need, like, On the Lam or Assassinate, but they need something akin unto those cards, right? Like, it doesn't need to be that faction or class defining, but it needs to be good enough that you can, it, like, it's worth it to run a few Force users because you get this card synergy, as opposed to right now, like, what do you got? Force Rush and Force Push, right? And, like, and those cards yeah. are just, and there are better versions of those cards, right? Like, Urgency is better than Force Rush, because all of your units can use it, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, Force Push is actually pretty good, though.
I like it, but...
I mean, as soon as we have some good Force users, I think it might see some play in a list like that. One interesting thing I noticed, you know, so I was, you know, I play super fast, right? So yeah. I get all this time that I can walk around and, like, watch people playing. So I got to watch, like, a game or two of, like, Paul Heaver.
Yeah.
And he's playing, like, the Vader double jets with Elite Riot. No Unshakable. And I was like, oh, okay. And he was playing, like, at least one reinforcements on his Riots and a bunch of, like, defensive cards. And I was like, you know, that's probably a pretty good idea. Because if you've got all these defensive cards, you know, if you live through, like, the initial burst of Mercenaries or Han Rangers, and you're like, in the face ready to go, like, they are in trouble.
Yes, indeed.
So, like, that was one thing that I was worried about against, like, the DP and Jets and Tarot. Because, like, I was like, well, you know, if I have to spend all these shots and kill the DP, and then he's got, like, Tarot plus Jets in my face, yeah. then, like, I'm actually in trouble. Yeah. Luckily for me, it didn't work out that way. But I think that is a potential list you could play, either like DP Tarot Jets or Vader Jets and whatever.
That's a great point. So with Worlds being over, right, we kind of get a little bit of a break in terms of before we start approaching the competitive meta, like, grind down season again. Is there anything that you want to experiment with, like things that you're working on to make work?
Yeah, I'm going to play my cards when they come out, man.
That's right. That's right. You haven't – we don't know what cards you've released yet as of now, right?
No, no. I think you could maybe see one of them in one of the previews, but –
okay.
But yeah, my at least one of them will certainly make things interesting, but that's all I'm going to tell you.
That is awesome. Hey, that's what we want. We definitely want that.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be cool. And you're working on card number 3. It'll be released in – 4 or 5 years, right?
In 2025. No,
that's right. Awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to think about what I want for card number 3.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. I mean, I, like you said, if your last one is going to shake things up, that's always awesome, right? Like, it's awesome to have something. I'll be really interested to see what that is. So,
yeah, look forward to it.
I'm sure it will be great. I'm sure it will have plenty of. I would say this. I'm not just saying this just because you're on the podcast, but I am rarely surprised by the decisions that people make when we play Skirmish. Because I've played you. We've played, I don't know, 5 or 6 times on Vassal, and then obviously we played at Worlds. I am very rarely surprised by the decisions that my opponents make. I'm always surprised by the decisions that you make in a good way, right? Like you do things and I'm like, oh yeah, that makes total sense, right? Like it's just very, like I would say playing against you for people who want to like really get good on Vassal is so good just because it just kind of helps like break your brain apart a little bit in terms of seeing things from different angles. So,
yeah. I mean, I think one of the key things that you need to be able to do is you need to look at the board state and decide who needs to go now and who do they need to go shoot at.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the times people will just activate somebody and shoot something that doesn't quite matter, yeah. Right? And it's like, well, if you're going to go with that guy over there, that'll give me the opportunity to kill this other guy over here.
Yeah.
And so you really needed to go with the other guy over there first, even though I might get to shoot one of your other dudes. You just got to deal with that.
Yeah.
Because you're going to lose a lot more if I get to do what I want to do.
Great point. Absolutely great point. Well, awesome. Daniel, do you have anything, any other pearls of wisdom for us?
Just get as many games in as you can.
That's right.
Turns out, you know, you could hop on Vassal and play the world champion.
That's right. That's right. The 3-time world champion. Come on, Daniel. The 3-time
world champion.
That's right.
That's correct.
Oh, man. Now the pressure is really on.
Well, no, after you do 3 times, you don't have to win anymore, right?
Oh, okay. Well, that's it. That's true, I guess. Awesome. Well, we want to thank you for coming on the podcast. We want to thank everyone for listening. Again, I would strongly encourage people to watch. 3 of Daniel's games were streamed on the Twitch, FFG's Twitch stream. I would strongly encourage you to watch all of them. I would strongly, strongly encourage you to watch the end game because Greg Monson was his finals opponent. He's an American in Paris, actually. But he was playing very methodically, but both players' positioning was just so good. And it's really good to watch in terms of seeing like positioning on Uskru and like knowing, understanding tempo, knowing when to take shots. It was just a great game. So I'd encourage everyone to go watch that. Daniel, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Okay, perfect. Everyone have a good day. Bye.